Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, your favorite blockchain podcaster. On today's episode on the Blockchain Talks with Israel, we'll be looking at Bitcoin halving. What next? My name is Israel Okereke and I am your host in today's episode, where we'll delve into the aftermath and future implications of the recent Bitcoin halving event. We will also explore what happened during the halving and what we can expect in the coming months. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere as we bring you the podcast in details. But before I go ahead on today's episode on Bitcoin halving, I want to give a brief shout out to our sponsors. Our sponsors is the Platon Network. The Platon Network is an open financial infrastructure with privacy-preserving computation as a technical feature. The Platon was initiated and is promoted by the LatexX Foundation, which aims to become a major blockchain platform in the era of Web3. Platon secures stability and performance on a par with that of a financial system and provides privacy-enhanced compliance, digital asset management, multi-scenario encrypted payments and settlement solutions, as well as smooth and user-friendly experiences for various types of Web3 native applications and application and user migration from Web2 to Web3. Do well to follow the Platon social handle as seen on the description of this podcast. Join the community and explore the Platon ecosystem. So back to our podcast on Bitcoin halving. What next? The fourth iteration of the Bitcoin halving recently took place, sparking excitement and anticipation among miners and investors worldwide. But what exactly happened during this halving and what's on the horizon for Bitcoin? Following the halving, the rate of new Bitcoin created every 10 minutes decreased to 3.125. This reduction in issuance occurs approximately every 4 years and is a fundamental aspect of Bitcoin's design. The block reward for successful miners was cut in half, leading to a reduction in the number of new tokens entering circulation. The halving block mined by Via BTC marked a significant milestone in Bitcoin's history. However, what's intriguing is the substantial increase in fees earned by miners immediately after the halving block. This spike in fees could be attributed to users willing to pay higher fees to ensure their transactions were included in the halving block. Historically, Bitcoin halvings have often preceded new all-time highs in the price of Bitcoin. However, this time, the price had already reached record levels prior to the halving. While some speculate that the recent rally was influenced by factors such as the introduction of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, others believe that the halving impact may be limited. Analysts at JP Morgan and Deutsche Bank suggest that the effects of halving were largely anticipated and may not result in a significant price surge. Instead, they predict that the mining sector could experience consolidation as profitability decreases due to the reduced block reward. Despite these projections, there are potential avenues for increased revenue for miners, such as higher transaction fees facilitated by development in Layer 2 networks. This suggests that even if the halving doesn't lead to an immediate price increase, miners may still find opportunities to thrive in the evolving Bitcoin ecosystem. As we navigate the post-halving landscape, it's essential to consider the broader implication for Bitcoin adoption and resilience in the face of global economic uncertainty. That concludes today's episode of Bitcoin Halving. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency. If you have any question, do well to drop it on the comment section and I'll attend to it. Thank you once again for tuning in, and see you next time.